Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And it's just you and me for a little bit. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about is something called crowdfunding. Now, you've heard of crowdsourcing. And the wisdom of crowds and all that. The whole crowd thing is an interesting phenomenon that's come about largely as a result of the internet and more specifically social media. And the concept of crowd means that because you have so many more opportunities for connections now with leveraging technology, that you can leverage those people, you can leverage those communities, and I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great thought. It's a great practice. I think there are ways of leveraging these communities in ways that you didn't have before, and when you're talking about the crowd, not the cloud, but the crowd. James Surowiecki's book on the wisdom of crowds is where he says that because you have a more diverse group making a decision, meaning if you're making a big decision, if you include not just the PhDs, not just the people who know everything there is to know about the topic, but also throw in some people who maybe don't know as much about the topic, outsiders. That's by bringing in that kind of a crowd. He calls that the wisdom of crowds. And research shows that if you have all PhDs who know everything about the topic, that they won't come up with a solution or they won't come to a better conclusion or a conclusion as good as if you broke up those PhDs and put them out amongst other folks who are less knowledgeable. Maybe they know something, but they don't know as much as a PhD, so to speak. Or instead of PhDs, you could say the executives of the company. That by using that kind of crowd, by diversifying your decision-making process, and he calls it the wisdom of crowds, James Surowiecki does in his book, then you get a better result. Then there's crowdsourcing, and I'm trying to remember the guy who wrote that. So this is where, with crowdsourcing, you do what I talked about a minute ago. You bring in a number of people. You call on, you pull in people to a much greater degree because you have access to these people all around the world. In ways that you didn't have before, in ways that you wouldn't have had before. So maybe, and so the way I take crowdsourcing is it's not so much that's new. We've always used our network, right? We've always said, oh, I know so-and-so who can help. You picked up the phone, or you sent them an email, or something like that, and you collaborated with people. And that's another way of, a simple way of crowdsourcing. But now with the new technology, with the ability to put multiple people on a video conference, with the ability to work on projects in the cloud, to literally go to a platform in the cloud and people, wherever they may be, to plug in and contribute and then leave. That's crowdsourcing. And this is powerful. This is very powerful stuff. And I think that's going to be something that is becoming something. Both of these ideas, the wisdom of crowds, and then taking it to the next level, the crowdsourcing, and on the different applications of that, I think that's going to be something that that will be part of the marketplace going forward in the 21st century. Now, there's another thing that I mentioned at the beginning that I want to talk about in the next segment that I am concerned about, and it's called crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is where you actually get, maybe you borrow money from this crowd, this community, these communities that you plugged into, or maybe they invest in your business, and that's how you get funding for, you get capital for your business. It's happening, and there's actually a law being passed to make it easier to do this, but I'm concerned about it, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.